Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians, after an off day, start this homestand against the best in the West, and certainly one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros. They've been good now, Tito. This would be really three consecutive years. I don't know that their start is any kind of a flukish start, do you think?
No, last year they got off to a real slow start. But they played catch up all year and almost got there. They're a good team. They're young. Their young players are starting to, you know, Bregman, Correa, you know, then they sprinkled in McCann, Beltran, Gattis. So they go 1 through 9, and then they can, you know, add a Reddick. They platoon in a couple positions, and they're really athletic. You know, Altuve, you know, reminds me so much of Pedroia, and I mean that as the biggest compliment. Just his hand-eye skills are incredible. He hits pitches that you don't imagine a guy can hit, and he's such a good base dealer. So they have a lot of ways to beat you. You know, everybody talked about them trying to go find pitching this year, and the guys they have right now are pitching pretty well. You know, I mean, it just – Keuchel seems like he's back to that – kind of that Cy Young caliber. So we're going to have to tonight, we're going to have to lay off the balls out of the zone because he gets so much swing and miss or outs out of the zone. We're going to have to make him throw the ball in the zone, and when he gets it up, hit it, because he just is having his way with the whole leg. And a lot of it's just the movement that's in and out of the zone.
You know, he did win the Cy Young 2 years ago. Last year, he just never really got going whatsoever. Why is he again so good?
You know, Hammy, that's the hard thing to – and we don't really know the inside story. But I think a lot of times when guys throw that many innings for the first time, that it – next year they come back and, you know, they're not hurt, but they're not the same. Ball doesn't have the same finish on it. And for a guy that really uses so much movement to his advantage, you know, now that it's back, it makes him really good. And he's always got the changeup. He can throw in enough – but then he just goes right back away, and there's just so much movement, it's hard to lay off.
Well, and you have left-handed hitters that are in there, and two of them, talking about Brantley and Kipnis, have proven down through the years, Tito, they're pretty good against left-handed pitching.
You know, it's nice to be able to not just let a pitcher get comfortable to one side of the plate, but you got to have hitters that can handle it, and you're right, Brantley and Kip have shown that they can handle playing against left-handers. And they may not quite have the power numbers they do against right-handers, but they're still a really good threat.
Do you like what they did? I know you mentioned adding guys like Beltran and McCann and whatnot. When you're so young, and they really are young, do you still need to sprinkle in some of those veterans, Tito? Can that be a kind of a get-over-the-hump type thing?
You know, I think getting the right veterans is every bit as important as, or more important than just getting a veteran. I know Beltran, his reputation is flawless. And Brian McCann is really a good one. So they went out and got some guys that are pretty good leaders. And that is going to help them a ton. Not just leadership-wise, but they can both still hit. So they did a pretty good – you know, they jumped out early last winter and did these moves before anybody else got going and kind of beat people to the punch. And I think they got the guys they wanted.
Well, you had a tremendous road trip. Anytime you go 5-1 in a homestand or road trip, you've had a heck of a week. But again, I think Sunday proves it doesn't matter how good you are, does it, Terry? If you don't play the game the way you're capable of and you make mistakes, boy, you can look like a bad team.
Yeah, we made it harder than it's supposed to be. You know, we gave up the 3 early, but you could kind of see we got the one back on the home run. We had a chance. We're in striking distance. We had a couple good opportunities, even though we didn't have a lot of hits, and we didn't take advantage of them. And then we got sloppy defensively, and we made it really hard to win. The flip side of that was the games before that we had played so well defensively. So I think it kind of shows you the difference from when you catch it and when you don't.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Astros coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.